This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
One of the attorneys right before Baldwin and Rossi got back recently gave an interview, and he was asked about the Odinism and said, you know, what did you think? And he initially said, you know, I thought it was all, you know, just, you know, magical thinking, basically. And I'm paraphrasing, you know, and it was just kind of malarkey, whatever, you know, it's a very weird argument. But he said once he got into this and started digging into it and learning about the Odinism theory and some of the guards and the tattoo, one of them had it, the patch removed. Because they said you need to remove it, but then went and got a Odinistic tattoo over his face. He said, this stuff is very real and it's very scary. Do you think there is, I mean, granted he was the attorney, he's still going to be, you know, kind of backing up that case. But do you think there is more to this Odinist thing than meets the eye? I mean, there's a lot that meets the eye, but a lot of us walk away going, this is kind of nuts. Is it not so nuts?
Well, I think it truly exists. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's members that's pretty much undeniable.
Yeah.
Whether they want to conspire to kill young children, that's the mark that no one can really necessarily jump past to think that. But I do think it's relevant that the FBI and the task force officer, who, by the way, is now dead, who was killed at a strange attack at an FBI office exiting, engaged in gunfire, and then he died. But that task force officer for the FBI, they were looking into it, mm-hmm. and they should be. I mean, you can never be, right, just look down one road. You have to go where the evidence leads. And I think there was a path of evidence that they had at least explored. I mean, they really did a thorough exploration, mm-hmm. for the most part, of the Odinist possibility. And so, long story short, I think it's a pretty decent defense they're starting to mount.
Yeah.
Because of, and then again, back to the people, guards running the prison are Odinists. And it's so crazy. I had never heard of Odin before this case.
Yeah.
Have you, Tony?
No, I had not, and I don't watch Marvel or anything, and I know it's like, well, are you really into Marvel? The people will know it then. I had not. I have no idea.
Yeah, and being in law enforcement all these years and everything, you'd think I would have come across that cult, across a lot of cults, but no, the Odin, I had never heard of that, and I just think the fact, I've always pointed this out, the fact that he knew he's in prison, and he notices these patches. Mm-hmm. You know, if I were in prison, I wouldn't know an Odin patch from a Boy Scout patch. I would never know that it had some sort of significant meaning. But he did. Mm-hmm. He meaning Richard Allen.
Yeah.
I always found that interesting. How did we even get to the fact that Odin was really looked at, other than, again, obviously the FBI, but I just mean within the prison system.
Well, it makes you, I mean, Richard Allen was at the CVS forever. He saw the community coming and going out of there. I mean, it makes you wonder if he kind of noticed a trend of people who had an Odin we trust and things like that, you know, tattooed on themselves or in patches. And maybe, you know, this is kind of a thing around there with a certain group of people. So, I mean, I guess one would notice that at a certain point of, well, this is weird. But, you know, then to connect it to this conspiracy, it seems so fantastical. But I think, I don't know. I mean, it feels like there's, you know, like you said, the investigation really, it did lead to some answers of this being a legit thing. Connecting it to murdering children, that's the stretch. And that's the bridge that for a lot of us, I think, is too far. But what on earth is going on? I don't know. And I think almost anything's possible at this point.
Well, and when you look at this, Tony, is it more fantastical to believe an Odin type cult with the, you know, really it's like a white supremacy, mm-hmm. type of cult? Would they be more likely to commit a heinous crime or a CVS worker with zero background in terms of any sort of, you know, heinous or crimes in his background? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying generally.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have evidence against Richard Allen. They certainly do have probable cause, but that case is a case that is fraught with so much malfeasance and so much seemingly being covered up that it's really concerning. And I wonder if we'll ever get to the bottom of it. But back to the tapes, because that's what you asked about. Yeah. Yes, that's critical. It's critical that they, taped over a tape. Bad.
And how much of an accident was it? You know, at this point, one has to assume it was not an accident.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't, when you do a tape like that, at least I can only say in the Bureau, they're monitoring tapes, and you take them and you put them in an envelope and you say exactly when they occurred, exactly when you put them into evidence, and they go into evidence and they're never used again or seen until trial. That's original evidence. You have copies made of them to review. But all of these huge evidentiary mistakes that I think have been made with a lot of this evidence is going to come into play as being problematic for their case.
Be problematic for a lot of things in Delphi. It'll be very interesting to watch if and when we ever do get to this trial.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.